Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm going to read an article from ESPN.com. Chelsea sack Thomas Tuchel, but will they come to regret it after a big summer spent? By Gab Marcotti. Tuesday night, following Chelsea's 1-0 defeat in their Champions League opener at the Dinamo Zagreb, Thomas Tuchel faced the cameras looking a little bit like Dennis Hopper's character in True Romance after he gets the kiss of death from Christopher Walken and takes a drag of his cigarette. He knows what's coming and he knows it's not good. At least that's how it looks in hindsight, which is always 2020. Asked if he was worried about Chelsea's start to the season, 3 defeats in 7 games in all competitions, he said, "It's not about worry, it's about reality. In these situations, clubs are always keen to get their version of events across. So it was no coincidence that they let it be known that there had been concerns for some time and that this was not a knee-jerk reaction to the defeat Tuesday night. I'm not sure to what degree that explanation passes the smell test. It's not because they didn't have reason to be concerned. Apart from the home game against Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea really haven't played well all season. But if you are concerned to the point that you are thinking of firing your manager, you don't normally go on a massive spending spree over the summer when Chelsea were the biggest spending side in Europe, both in gross terms, more than £250 million, close to $300 million, and net terms, a record £200 million or $230 million. That is especially the case when you are acquiring players and signing contracts essentially without a front office, since the previous regime of managing director Marina Granovskaya, sporting director Peter Cech, and scouting and recruitment guru Scott McLachlan had all either left or were leaving. The joke was that Todd Boehly, who leads the ownership group, was the de facto interim sporting director of the club, except it wasn't a joke. He really was the guy flying around Europe, talking to agents and intermediaries, and negotiating contracts with input from Tuchel. Boehly, who wrestled in college and still has that stocky amateur grappler look, is no doubt a very bright man and has plenty of experience owning a sports team. He is co-owner of Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers. But this is a different sport, a different role, and one that wasn't even on his radar until just about 6 months ago when Vladimir Putin decided to invade Ukraine, setting off the chain of events that led to Roman Abramovich's departure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.